This is something of a political gamble for President Obama. He has been consistent on this topic. He said a year ago that if Congress wasn't going to act on it, he would. And then he said he would wait until after the midterm elections of earlier this month. He has, and now he's going ahead. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll this morning suggested that a majority of Americans are uneasy about this. You know, this will release an enormous pool. These are people who largely live in the shadows. They're afraid to join society fully for fear that they will be found out and deported. If they are liberated in this way, they, you know, instantly will seek better jobs, better paying jobs. So I think there's fear that they will upset the labor market. This is a conservative country on the whole, I would say, and there's still reticence about the kind of liberalization of immigration policy that Mr. Obama thinks is morally right, and he thinks in the end good for the economy.
What would the alternatives be, though? Has anyone come up with a possibility that wouldn't work this way?
Well, I think some of the Republicans would like to build a 40-foot wall the entire length of the U.S.-Mexico border and then throw everybody out that doesn't suit their political ideals. But they have not come up with a viable alternative. I mean, what the Republicans do talk about, I'm only half kidding, actually, is they want to, what they say, make the border completely secure. Well, I mean, that's impossible. And the truth is that after the recession, the numbers coming into the U.S. slowed down considerably. It's been about 11 million that we cite when it comes to illegal immigrants for a very long time. So there was a package that the Senate passed last year, the package that Mr. Obama wanted, but the Republican-controlled House of Representatives refused to pass it. And now, of course, Congress will become Republican-controlled on both sides of Congress from January. So the chances of a negotiated legislative package is just about zero, which is why the president is acting tonight.